Sport on RTE Radio 1.
What's rare is beautiful, and it's great to be wrong. Des Cahill is here. Morning, Des.
Yeah, great to be wrong about fearing Ireland wouldn't win. None of us thought Ireland would win, but they did. They beat Portugal 2-0 with Troy Parrott getting both goals. But despite that and the incredible scenes of celebration, we're still just third in the group. Even if we beat Hungary on Sunday, we won't be in the World Cup. We'll just be in a playoff, but that shouldn't take from our victory against the world's number five team, who did play the last half hour without their star Cristiano Ronaldo after he got a red card for elbowing Darragh O'Shea in the back. Portugal still top of the table, but Hungary's 1-0 win in Armenia yesterday evening means they remain a point ahead of us. However, if we beat Hungary in the 2 o'clock game on Sunday in Budapest, we will qualify for the playoffs. If Hungary win and Portugal lose at home to Armenia, then Hungary would qualify directly for the World Cup and Portugal would take the playoff spot. But if we win 3-0 in Budapest and Armenia somehow beat Portugal, then Ireland will be straight into the World Cup finals. But even if we don't make the World Cup, we'll always have the memories of last night.
Ireland do have this corner in the 17th minute on the far side. That's a good one too, to the back post, and it's in the back of the net, and Ireland have scored! Liam Scales put it across the area. Troy Parrott has got his sixth goal for Ireland. Would you believe it? In the 18th minute, it's Republic of Ireland 1, Portugal 0. We're in dreamland. Here's a chance. And Ireland got a second. Unbelievable. He's done it again. Troy Parrott just before half time. And it's Ireland 2, Portugal 0. He's got to send them off, is he?
Yeah, it's a red.
He's gone. Cristiano Ronaldo has been sent off, and he does applause around the ground, and they're all going, boo-hoo, get off yourself. Ronaldo, that's three games in a row, Ireland at home, have had a man sent off against them. And who would have thought it would have been Cristiano Ronaldo?
The noise is fabulous.
It's unreal drama and excitement there. And afterwards, Adrian Eames spoke with Irish captain Nathan Collins.
Just so proud, just ecstatic for the team. We knew we had it in us, and finally get it against a big team at home needing a big performance is unreal.
And everybody played their part. Obviously, the headlines will be grabbed by Troy Parrott with those two goals, but collectively, players are putting their bodies on the line. Cuevin made a great save late on as well.
Yeah, we knew we'd have to. We knew it would be a tough game. We knew we'd have to defend low at times, you know, put our body on the line. But, you know, attackers were doing an offensive job and they got their rewards. You know, Gio going backwards, Troy even coming backwards. And once they do that bit, we'll get them chances, and they took them well.
And a real night of drama as well, obviously, with Cristiano Ronaldo getting a red card, his first red in a Portuguese jersey at international level. That was quite a moment as well, and that really got the crowd going.
Yeah, I didn't really know what happened in the moment, but you could see there was frustration building up within them all. And that's what happens, you know, football is a tense game. When the fans are like that, it gets really edgy. And listen, I thought we as a team were very calm. We stood well in circumstances, and we done well. We drew from the crowd in a good way.
You touched on it. You said you felt a performance like this was coming.
Yeah, listen, I've always felt like that. And that's where the frustration comes when we lose a game of football, because we know how good we can be. So when we put on a performance like that and we give ourselves a chance, we know we can go and beat anyone. And I'm just buzzing for the lads, and we've given ourselves something now to fight for on Sunday.
And that's the situation. We have to go to Budapest. Ireland has to go to Budapest and win, because a draw will suffice for Hungary. So there's still a lot of work to be done to get that playoff spot.
Of course. Listen, we knew it. That's fine. It's simple now, though. We know what we have to do. We know we have a job to do. And listen, we wanted this. We wanted a cup final, you know, on Sunday. And this is what we got. So we go again tomorrow. This game's gone. We prepare in the right way and we give ourselves a right go.
That's Nathan Collins. Well, we're joined now by former Irish international Stephen Kelly, who was with us yesterday morning and, like the rest of us, couldn't see where our goals might come from. I had to give you a buzz, Stephen. How good was that?
It's exactly what we wanted, though, wasn't it? This is, you know, all the kind of criticism and negativity is the fact that we've been able to put in kind of decent enough moral kind of victories, but then lost the games against the bigger nations over the last kind of 6 or 7 years. We just haven't been able to get one of those over the line. It's been last minute goals conceded. But then to be at home, to have the crowd the way they were, you couldn't have written that. You couldn't have written the Ronaldo to be sent off, for the atmosphere to be it was. We talked about that yesterday, yeah, about how that you felt you get a bit of a pass in the atmosphere, even if we weren't playing great, because you expect us to be behind the ball. But I just think from the get-go, it was unbelievable. Troy's goal early on, and then to seal it with the second one, which was such a wonderful strike. And I just think the manager was really brave with selection. When I saw the lineup, I thought, wow, he's gone for Azaz, Parrott and Ogbeni. I know Ogbeni has a shift in him and will work so hard to get back, but I thought that's a quite brave attack of mine, and he's making Portugal think about what we have going forward as well. So I was really kind of pleasantly surprised by that, and what decision it was to go the way he did. And it's one of those historical nights in Dublin again.
Indeed. And a final question for Stephen. How do you rate our chances in Hungary on Sunday?
I'm going to go all out now. I'm going to say we're going to beat them.
I'm flipped.
I've completely changed. No, yeah, you have to be analytical, and you have to, like, I was very much adamant that I thought Hungary would beat Armenia, and they did. I just felt like they're a good side. They're a better side. And I think that when we were looking at the group, every kind of thought, oh, we can beat Hungary. They've got some really good players in their side. They're very well organised. And at home, that's going to be a very difficult game. But listen, if momentum can tell you anything, it's that you can go on a back of a couple of wins, and the confidence that should be brimming in that squad, they have to take that. And Nathan kind of, it was really interesting, his comments afterwards, and he kind of nailed it. It's a cup final. You go and give it all and see what happens.
That's great stuff. Okay, well, Stephen, thanks a million for that. We look forward to Sunday live at 2 o'clock on Sunday Sport on Radio 1 and on RT2 Television. And our World Cup adventures continue today, because the under-17s are in the knockout stages of the World Cup in Qatar. Colin O'Brien's team, unbeaten in 3 games, take on Canada at 3:15 Irish time in the last 32. It's live on RT2, and it's followed by the Euro under-21 qualifier between Ireland and England. Elsewhere, the England senior team beat Serbia 2-0 last night. Saka and Eze got the goals. Later this evening, Northern Ireland are away to Slovakia. On to rugby, and while the Irish under-20s take on South Africa in Cork at 7:30 this evening, the senior team have their captains run at the Aviva ahead of tomorrow's international against Australia. And we're going to look ahead to that now with Donal Lennon. Well, Donal, another night of excitement hopefully tomorrow, but what did you make of the Irish selection?
Des, there was always going to be changes for this one, 4 internationals, so Japan was always going to bring in some of the younger players, but 3 changes really stand out for me. Mac Hansen, great to see him back in the side. All of his 27 caps to date have been on the wing. First opportunity at fullback, I'm really looking forward to seeing him. Second one, Paddy McCarthy up front, starting against Australia again, ahead of Andrew Porter. He's only been involved in 10 games for Leinster. He's up against a really experienced operator in Alan Alatoa, whose brother Michael actually played for Leinster. And then in the back row, I felt last week when Caelan Doris was shifted to 7 that he'd start at 7 this weekend, which he is. Josh van der Fleer has been such an outstanding player in that position, but I think Joe is looking for alternatives. Sam Crowley, of course, back at 10. That was always going to happen. Or Sam Prendergast, I should say. Jack Crowley, I think, at this stage is earmarked to play against South Africa. But, of course, all depends on what happens tomorrow.
We need a win here, though, don't we?
Well, we need a win. Not only a win, Des, we need a performance. I think the fact that Italy beat Australia last week, if anything, puts more pressure on Ireland. South Africa are coming down the line. So I think Ireland will win, but I think they have to lift performance. The only thing that makes me nervous, Des, is one man, and that's Joe Schmidt. We know what he can do, and he is an outstanding coach. He'll want to win this one.
All right, well, it'll be interesting to see. Thanks, Donal. Donal will be part of our coverage of the match tomorrow night on RTE. And in golf news, there's extraordinary stuff happening in the last half hour at the DP World Tour Championship. Rory McIlroy only teed off at 8:20 just a few minutes ago on 6 under par, 2 off the lead of Michael Kim. And Rory McIlroy has bogeyed the first hole, so he's gone to 5 under. But the 2 other Irishmen have moved to 6 under. Shane Lowry birdied the first and the second to go to 6 under. And Tom McKibben, after 4 birdies in his first 8 holes, it's just gone to 6 under as well. They're right in contention. So is Seamus Power in Bermuda. He's in 13th place, 4 shots off the lead. And Leon Maguire made a fine start to the Annika tournament in Florida, tied for 4th place on 3 under par, 3 off the lead. Finally, some cricket news and a disappointment for Ireland. Bangladesh have beaten Ireland by an innings and 47 runs after Ireland were all out this morning for 254 in their second innings, Cian.
Thanks, Taz. It's now 8:46.